Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Mr. Chairman, on behalf of the Employers Group of Bangladesh, I express my deep appreciation to the Director General, Mr. Guy Ryder, for his presence at the Dhaka Summit on Skills, Employability and Decent Work, originating from ILO's Centenary Future of Work Initiative. The summit was inaugurated on 11 December 2016 by the Honorable Prime Minister of Bangladesh, Her Excellency Sheikh Hasina, MP. The Bangladesh Business Disability Network was also launched at the summit as part of the ILO's global initiative of inclusion by the Director General. To make BBDN effective with a target group of nearly 16 million people or persons with disability, of which 40% are women, to meet the SDG goal of inclusive growth, of leaving no one behind, is a formidable challenge for Bangladesh, and we need ILO technical support and development partners' deep engagement with resources provided by the World Bank, ADB, IDB, AIB, European Union, for a fund for persons with disability. We have seen a growing consensus of governments, workers and employers of building an inclusive framework of decent work for the Asia-Pacific region, keeping the SDGs in focus. For implementing the Future of Work Initiative successfully, we believe, one, the centrality of skills and skills development as a key to employability in local and foreign job markets. Two, the need for accelerated apprenticeship programs for large-scale upskilling. Three, market-based skills through vocational and technical education in a PPP model. Four, the criticality of inclusive growth with access to jobs for disadvantaged groups like persons with disability and the use of IT to facilitate this transition. Five, to enable permeability between TVET and tertiary education to overcome the stigma of TVET education in our society. Six, the need for full spectrum skills development from the shop floor to professional training and education. We need to upskill our workforce to develop a knowledge-based economy with capacity building and collaboration to meet the challenges of the future fourth industrial revolution, or we risk being left behind. The Director General's important Green Initiative report covered important and strategic issues concerning climate change and global warming and its long-term implications. It is projected by 2020, some 500 to 750 million people around the world will be affected by water stress caused by climate change. Bangladesh has the largest deltaic region in the world, is vulnerable to sea level rise and increased occurrence of intense extreme weather conditions such as the recent cyclone Mora. In most countries like Bangladesh, yields from rain-fed agriculture could be reduced to 50%. With an increasing population of 164 million, this will have an extremely adverse effect on food security by 2030. South Asia could lose 10% of rice and maize production yields. The Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change has indicated ocean levels in the Bay of Bengal will rise around 1 meter by this century, leading to some coastal regions of Bangladesh being submerged. Global temperatures are expected to rise up to 2 degrees Celsius by 2050. This will decrease rice production by up to 10% and wheat up to 30% because of lack of clean water. Bangladesh is now a lower middle income country, economy characterized by a per capita income of US$1,600, and a GDP growth rate will cross 7% this fiscal year. Nearly 4 million people are engaged in the RMG sector alone, with 80% female workers. Bangladesh has been successful in eliminating child labor, particularly the worst forms of child labor, and has given due emphasis on protecting the rights of workers and creating a healthy and safe working environment through social dialogue. We are grateful to ILO and other development partners for the continuous support. We are now implementing retrofitting and remediation works at the factory level. Mr. Chairman, compliance has a cost and should not make our industry uncompetitive. ILO must thus ensure a level playing field for all in the global supply chains. In conclusion, as we reach the centenary of the ILO, we urge the Director General to strongly advocate for fair pricing of our goods and services in the global supply chains to enable us to ensure decent work and decent wages for our workforce. Though through a fair process of globalization, targeting to reduce all poverty by 2030 under SDG 10. Distinguished delegates, let us pay heed to the clarion call of the German Chancellor Angela Merkel, a call re-emphasized by His Excellency the President of Uruguay at the inaugural session yesterday. I quote, "I say to everyone who value the future of the planet, let us continue together on the path to success for the sake of Mother Earth," unquote. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.